And that brings us to hour number two of Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona. You're tuned in to Arizona's Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. We are in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. We've already got calls lined up. But as we get to our calls, we always bring a tip. And this is the caregiving tip if you are given a poinsettia or a Christmas cactus, or you are the recipient of any of these. Not a whole lot of maintenance, but there's a couple things that obviously you don't put it next to your gas vent inside the house.
Well, you know, poinsettias are a tropical plant. They're native to, you know, the tropical regions of especially, you know, Mexico and, you know, Central America and that region. So think of them before you put them outside when it's 38 degrees or by your heater vent, so it's blowing hot, dry air on it. And they like warm, moist conditions. They don't like to get dried out. They don't like to stay soggy wet. They like pretty bright light and you know, fairly warm, moderate conditions. So if you're going to use them outside, and more people seem to be putting them outside by the front door, that sort of thing. You know, if we have a really cold night, you probably want to bring them in, and certainly don't let them get too dry. Those are the big, those are probably the big things. Taking them home, sticking them in a dark, dry, hot, you know, house with dry heater air blowing on them, and no natural light at all are probably the two things that are gonna do the poinsettia in more quickly than anything else. You know, Christmas cactus, again, you know, fairly tropical succulent, likes good bright light, doesn't like to get too wet. You know, keep it in those kind of conditions, and they're pretty easy. They do actually reasonably well outside in a sheltered environment. No hot direct afternoon sun in the summer, and no super cold. They'll freeze if you let them be exposed. And then, of course, people that this weekend will start putting up fresh, live-cut Christmas trees. again, hydration is the big thing. Make sure you pick a fresh one. If it's not fresh when you get it, if it's already kind of drying out, there's no coming back to that. Make sure they give it a fresh cut at the tree lot. If you know, if they don't, you need to do that when you get it home, and it needs to just go immediately into water. Even if you're not putting it up right away, get it in a bucket of water, keep it in the cool. You know, keep it out of the sun, keep it up in the carport, that sort of thing. And again, where you put it in the house, maybe not by a drafty door or by the heater vent or by the fireplace, certainly.
When you talk about a fresh cut, for most people, you're probably 5-10 minutes to home. Make that your last trip. Don't hit the grocery store. Don't hit the hardware store. Be ready. But how long for somebody that may have to drive, say, old to Whitman, and you're a half hour away from your nearest tree lot, do you give it a fresh cut when you get home?
I don't think that's necessary. I think sometime, you know, within a half a day or the day of is fine.
Now,
certainly don't want to go home and let it sit for 2 or 3 days, you know, out of the water. If you can give it a cut at the lot, get it home in a reasonable amount of time, get it in the water, even if you're not putting it up. Once it starts, you know, sucking up water and you keep it in water, and again, that means you can't let your tree stand that has a water reservoir in it run dry either. Okay, it's got to be continuously full of water.
And a lot of lots sell all kinds of scents and additives to the water for longer lasting. Any of those?
I don't know. They're probably something to some of those. I think that, there again, though, the biggest thing is the state of the condition of the tree before you even get it home is probably the most important thing. Make sure the tree lot you're buying it from, I would buy it from a lot that had actually minimal amount of trees standing up, you know, and displayed, and most of them underneath shade, burlap, keeping them wet, keeping them cool, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, the more of them that are out, you know, standing in full sun, even if they're in water, stands, are going to be suffering from the elements. So fresh tree to start, fresh cut, lots of water, keep the water full, keep it out of a drafty, hot place in the house.
And we've talked about it occasionally. There was a time about 12, 14 years ago where somebody had suggested throwing it in the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never done that. And I have you. Yeah. Did you try it, Dad?
Yeah, we did.
A lot of people that have tried that say it makes a difference.
We felt it did. That year in particular, we picked, John Jay, you're going to have to help me here. It was a variety of pine. Did they call it a Goldwater pine?
Well, Goldwater pine is the one that we landscape with here.
Is it?
As a potted Christmas tree. So, you might have had a cut one. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it was one. Are you generally a fir guy or are you a spruce guy?
I like, if I have to pick a tree, it's a good old noble fir, the very symmetrical looking, spaced
very
out between branches.
Yes. Well, I'm the same. That's my favorite tree. But this year we tried a different variety, which was a little bit thicker, a little bit smaller needles. So we soaked it for a night before we put it up. And the only difference is it killed some of that fresh pine aroma.
Bleached it out a little, chlorine.
Your chlorine content's kind of low in the winter months, you know?
Right.
And you might want to, but it did seem to keep the tree.
Don't leave it in there for 3 or 4 days.
No.
Just overnight. Get it home. If you can't put the tree up right away, throw it in the pool. That'd be fine. Put it out in the lawn. Let the sprinklers sprinkle it or
there
whatever.
You know,
anything to keep it moist.
Yep.
And then you had mentioned the potted. What about a living Christmas tree? That's something that we want to add to our home, and I'm only about 500 feet left of irrigation line I need to set before I'm ready for that.
Well, make sure, number one, it's a type of pine that will grow well here. So the Goldwater or Elderica pine is probably the most popular. It's most naturally shaped like a Christmas tree, pine tree that we have here, and that would be fine. You make sure you've got a reasonable place to plant one when you're done. Those you don't want to do too early. You don't want to buy a potted one right now and stick it in the house and have it be in there for a month or 6 weeks. It's not going to like that too well. I would say it's one you want to put up maybe 2 weeks before Christmas and take it down between Christmas and New Year's. Minimize the amount of time that it's indoors. Again, those come in a pot, so they're easy to water, but make sure you've got a saucer or something to catch the water underneath them when you do water them. A little trick on that is use ice cubes and just put ice cubes on the top of the root ball and let those slowly melt, and they'll kind of soak in as opposed to just running right through and creating lots of excess water. A lot of people will reacclimate them. Don't just take it out of the house and stick it out in the sun, even though it's cool. Maybe get it out of the house for a few days or a week and kind of let it get reacclimated to the outdoors. But not that big a deal. But yeah, you've got to have the right spot to plant a pine tree. Not a lot of pines being used in our landscape these days, depending on what part of town you live in. But at one time, it was a very, very popular thing to do.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie for you. Jerry's called in right off the bat to get his question answered. Let's see how we can help him this morning. Go ahead, Jerry.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question?
Oh, good, good. My question is, we were not in town to reseed our lawn in September, October, and I was wondering if it was too late to reseed our lawn at this point.
No, it will still germinate and come up. It will be, quite a bit slower than it would have been, obviously, when it was 90 degrees. You might want to make sure you cover something that will help is, some people use a seed cover or a topping, a mulchy product on top of their seed. Some don't. I encourage it when you're doing it this late and it's cool. That material will help warm it up, hold some heat in. You want to make sure that you don't keep it too wet. Usually when we do it early in the season, we're encouraging people to make sure they don't let it dry out. When it gets this late in the season, it's a lot easier to keep moist. And in fact, one of the problems is, the if you keep it too wet, that lowers the soil temperature to where it's colder, and that might slow it down or inhibit some of it. But you certainly can still do it.
So what would you, if you overseeded today, what would you put your sprinkler timing on per station?
Well, I think the timing would be long enough that it'll get everything good and wet without puddling. I always just kind of the first go through, kind of time it, you know, manually and see how long it will run before it either puddles or runs off and runs down the street. You don't want either of those to occur, depending on how your lawn is shaped and how well it drains and that sort of thing. So it could be as, you know, maybe 3 to 5 minutes. It could be as long as 7 to 10 minutes. The frequency would be probably what you'll have to adjust this time of year. It's only going to maybe take once a day to keep it wet this time of year, maybe twice. Not, you don't have to do it 4 or 5 times a day this time of year for it to dry out. And certainly water it during the warmer part of the day. You don't want to water too late in the day, again, causing the soil temperature to cool down too much. It's going to stay wet all night. You know, you're going to have dew on your lawn this time of year. So those, you know, once it's got a little moisture going, you don't have to worry about it being moist at night.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. We're out in the nursery this morning with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery.